President Obama will address the nation in 2 hours. He'll spell out his plan to combat the militant group known as the Islamic State. The president drew heavy criticism 2 weeks ago when he said the U.S. did not yet have a strategy for battling those militants inside Syria. Tonight, he's expected to present what the White House calls a comprehensive strategy designed to degrade and ultimately destroy the group that's responsible for beheading 2 American journalists. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from the White House, where the president met today with his National Security Council. Scott, there's been a lot of buildup to this speech. The White House raised the stakes by scheduling the address during prime time. What are you learning about what the president will say?
Well, the White House has released some excerpts of the speech, and we expect the president to call for a steady and relentless effort to take out the Islamic State group wherever they exist. Now, on this eve of the 9/11 anniversary, the administration does not believe the Islamic State is currently plotting attacks on the U.S., but the group is a threat to stability in the Middle East and over time could be a threat to the West. So Obama will announce what he calls a comprehensive and sustained strategy to counter that threat.
And what is that strategy?
Well, it's a combination of U.S. air power and support for what the president will call partner forces on the ground. Obama likens this to what the U.S. has already been doing to attack terrorist groups in, for example, Yemen and Somalia. And he'll take pains to differentiate this approach to what the United States has been doing, say, a renewed Iraq war. The White House insists there will not be tens of thousands of ground troops from the United States. Instead, the ground fighting will be left to those partner forces. This has some skeptics in Congress. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said today it's time to rethink this light footprint approach.
Americans don't want a lecture. They want a plan, a credible, comprehensive plan to deal with this menace that clearly wants to harm us here at home, and that is only becoming stronger by the day.
So, Scott, it sounds like the president has some work to do on Capitol Hill. How much help is the White House asking for from Congress?
Well, the main thing that the administration wants from Congress is authorization to train and equip moderate opposition forces in Syria. Those would be the ground partners there. So that's an important piece of business, and the president has personally been calling lawmakers today to lobby for that authorization. But the White House makes clear that Obama already has the authority to launch airstrikes in Iraq and in Syria with or without a green light from Congress. What the administration wants to avoid is a repeat of what happened last year when it put all of its eggs in the congressional basket and watched them go splat. Remember, it was 1 year ago tonight that Obama called for congressional authorization of airstrikes in Syria. And it quickly became clear Congress had no stomach for that, and the president had to back down. That was a body blow for Obama's prestige, and one could argue that it really weakened the president's hand for all the foreign policy challenges that have followed over the last year.
Now, that request for airstrikes, those airstrikes would have been against the Syrian regime, not against ISIS. And Congress arguably was reflecting American sentiment. A war-weary public seemed averse to doing such things. What is the public saying about this new proposal to attack ISIS?
There has been a big shift in public attitudes. While the red line of Bashar al-Assad's use of chemical weapons did not ignite public opposition here in this country, the beheading of those 2 American journalists has really gotten the American public's attention. And now there is widespread support for stepped-up action against the Islamic State. The biggest movement's actually been among Tea Party Republicans. I should say, though, that's a qualified support. The public is still wary about getting deeply involved in another long-running Middle Eastern war.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
My pleasure, Robert.
NPR's Scott Horsley at the White House, and we'll have live coverage, special coverage of the president's speech tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.